Welcome to our podcast where we delve into the crucial world of cybersecurity, exploring the threats, challenges, and strategies to keep your digital life safe. In the latest development, an Iranian cyber espionage group, Charming Kitten, has once again drawn attention by targeting entities in Brazil, Israel, and the United Arab Emirates with a new backdoor sponsor to carry out their malicious activities. This group is known for its aggressive cyber operations, and with its successful infiltration into 34 organizations across the three targeted countries, Charming Kitten has reminded us of the ever-present dangers in the digital landscape. Primarily, the group targeted unpatched Exchange servers, which underscores the importance of regular updates and security vulnerability patches to prevent such attacks. This incident again emphasizes the significant need for solid cybersecurity measures and a proactive approach to defend against advanced persistent threats like Charming Kitten. Organizations must remain vigilant and take necessary precautions to secure their networks and sensitive data. It will be vital for cybersecurity professionals and organizations to closely monitor the situation as more details emerge. The fight against sophisticated cyber threats continues, and the necessity to stay informed and prepared is critical. Look forward to further updates on this ongoing story. In Google News today, we're highlighting critical updates and vulnerabilities. First, there's an Android /cl.cc/process/prep/write/rsp-buffer-overflow vulnerability. This issue could potentially put Android devices at risk, so users are advised to stay vigilant. In a bid to patch a zero-day vulnerability that has already been exploited in the wild, Google has released a security update for Chrome. This vulnerability has sparked concerns for user data safety, prompting indispensable browser updates as means of protection against potential threats. One of the growing cybersecurity concerns involves North Korean hackers leveraging zero-day attacks to pry into vulnerability researchers. Given the crucial role these researchers play in identifying and rectifying security loopholes, they've become prime targets for malicious entities. Needless to say, user awareness combined with robust security measures are needed to effectively counteract such threats. Switching focus to Google Android, there's a local privilege escalation vulnerability detected in Save Image in Background Task.java. While there currently isn't any known exploit, applying preventive patches is a critical step for risk mitigation. Lastly, Android devices could be impacted by an /message/message/asmal buffer overflow vulnerability. It further emphasizes the importance of vigilance and adherence to recommended security protocols. We'll continue to keep you updated on such developments, keeping your device security front and center. Microsoft users should be cognizant of several vulnerabilities that pose potential threats to their systems. There is concern about remote code execution vulnerabilities. These critical flaws could potentially allow attackers to execute malicious code on vulnerable systems using Microsoft 3D Viewer and Microsoft Visual Studio Code, presenting significant risk to the users. Apart from these, there is a spoofing vulnerability in Microsoft Exchange Server. Spoofing could enable attackers to impersonate someone else to gain unauthorized access or trick users with deceptive emails or messages. Other vulnerabilities are related to local privilege escalation. These are found in Microsoft Windows Server 2022 and Microsoft Visual Studio 2022. These vulnerabilities could permit attackers to escalate their privileges on a system through unknown data manipulation or initiate potential unauthorized escalation of privileges. There is also a significant flaw in the Microsoft Windows DHCP server service, potentially leading to denial of service attacks. Along with this, the Microsoft.NET framework, although currently known to have no known exploits, is still vulnerable to remote code executions due to a critical flaw. Given these vulnerabilities, it is recommended that users promptly update their systems with patches to safeguard against potential threats and to ensure they are adequately protected. MGM News has reported a significant cybersecurity issue affecting the hotel and casino giant. This incident has manifested in the form of a system shutdown, leading to website outages and a plethora of guest complaints. Services impacted include credit card transactions, cash machines, key card access, reservation and booking systems, along with customers' payments and check-in processes. Even slot machines were impacted. The incident seems to have been a cyberattack, especially on MGM's IT systems in Las Vegas hotels. It's worth mentioning that there is a possibility the attack was ransomware-based, as suggested by certain reports. However, this remains speculation until confirmed by official sources. The FBI has been brought in to aid in the investigation of this significant cybersecurity issue at MGM Resorts and Casinos. In response to these challenges, MGM Resorts has been working diligently to resolve the issues. progress has been made as they have since managed to restore their services back online. Despite the seriousness of the incident, the company is navigating through these difficulties and advises customers to maintain vigilance and keep up with updates from the company. Ethereum's co-founder and a key figure in cryptocurrency, Vitalik Buterin, has recently experienced a serious security breach through a SIM swap attack on his Twitter account. The service takeover has highlighted a flaw in the SIM swap process. Using this technique, attackers successfully seized control of Buterin's Twitter Blue account, managed to deceive followers through a falsified NFT, non-fungible token giveaway, and conned them into dispatching funds over to them. This attack has led to a worrying $691,000 loss for his followers. The fraudsters implementing this attack tricked a telecom provider into transferring Buterin's phone number to a new SIM card under their control. This tactic enabled them to evade security steps like two-factor authentication and gain access to various accounts linked to that number, including Buterin's Twitter. The incident underscores the severity of SIM swap attacks and the crucial need for more stringent security measures to shield individuals' digital valuables. The financial aftermath of such attacks can be catastrophic, as demonstrated in this case with losses reaching an astounding $691,000. It should be emphasized that the attack on Buterin's Twitter account is not a one-off incident. According to reports, the wrongdoers behind this violation have inflicted losses around $800,000. We can only hope that this occurrence serves as an important alert for both individuals and platforms to fortify their security protocol and defenses against an increasing threat of SIM swap attacks. As the digital currency industry developments and prominence continue to unfold, it becomes all the more critical to implement satisfactory steps for securing digital assets and user accounts. Thank you for joining us today as we navigated through the intricate world of cybersecurity, empowering our listeners to stay vigilant, secure their digital lives, and protect themselves from the ever-evolving threats in this digital age.